I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. A common exercise in a creative writing class has students take a fairy tale and rewrite it in poetic form. The exercise is challenging but thoroughly enjoyable. Janine Hall Gailey's third book of poetry, Unexplained Fevers, helps heroes and heroines step out of towers and oppressive households. She uses these poems as allegories for the problems facing many people today. Gailey is the poet laureate of Redmond, Washington. I was pleased to discover this collection is a serious read. As we all know, the original Grimm's fairy tales were rather dark, but they all had deep symbolic meaning. Here is a sample of Gailey's work, I Like the Quiet, Rapunzel. Solitude, my solace, wrapped around me like layers of golden hair. Stacks of books, and I can sing as loud as I please all day and night. I sleep, I kick, and snore during the day, delight in eating nothing but radishes and lime leaf tea. Who says I need a partner to dance? Here in this tower, I am mistress of all. The reindeer, the knight's armor teetering in the corner, various discarded disguises, crowns, crumbs, and bones. Will you rescue me? What kingdom will replace my bounty of leisure? What tether of care and nurture do you wish to rope my neck with? Another poem, Advice Left Between the Pages of Grimm's Fairy Tales, ties a few fairy tales together. Life is not a fairy tale, and this isn't your pumpkin coach. You're not lost in some magic wood, and that blood on your hands isn't from an innocent stag at all. Princess, remember to fill your pockets with more than breadcrumbs. And if you can't sleep, don't blame the legumes beneath the sheets. One look at that glass coffin they've set up for you should tell you everything you need to know about their intentions. Remember, a lot of girls end up dismembered, and every briar rose has its thorn. Forget the sword and magic stone. Forget the enchantment and focus on the profit margin, the hard line. Read the subtext. The final poem in the collection, At the End, reminds the reader of the darker side of fairy tales. At the end of our story, we roll along with a prince's procession, or wake up to a castle filled with friends, their eyes, too, puckering at the light. It never occurs to us to flee our fates. After all, we cannot sleep forever. It's not our role. We merely rest until we're touched or jostled awake by the right man or moment. How can we lament what we've missed, asleep in glass coffins and briar-thorn prisons? We've noticed no change, not the way the citizens seem to glare at us as we pass, or the price of apples. The guns men carry now under their coats, even the carts seem sleeker, prepared to bustle us into the future. These poems grab our memories of childhood tales and bring us into the reality of life today. You'll find yourself going back over these pieces again and again. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.